はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Sachiko here. Lower Intermediate Lesson number 29. How to order pizza part 2.
Oh, the critical part.
Yes, the most important part. When you're talking about the size and the crust and the types of pizza.
Now we go into the details.
The most important part. Now, in the last lesson, I talked about how much I loved pizza. Mm-hmm. But Natsuko-san, how about you?
Well, of course, I love pizza.
Yes.
But unfortunately, it's a bit expensive when you want to order delivery pizza.
Right.
Delivered pizza.
Yeah. So for a medium-sized pizza, it's about, what, 3,000 yen, maybe?
Yeah, it depends. But
it can be around $30 for a medium-sized pizza. Mm-hmm. Which is only enough for about two people.
Oh, really?
I can eat it all alone, probably.
Mm, you definitely love pizza.
Definitely. Okay, well, let's look at what kind of pizza Arisa wants to order.
Okay.
では、ご注文をお伺いします。ピザ生地とサイズをお選びください。
ピザ生地とサイズはどんな種類があるんですか？
生地はパン生地とクリスピー生地がございます。クリスピー生地は薄い生地です。サイズは M と L の2種類です。M は約25センチで、L は約31センチです。
生地はパン生地で、サイズは L でお願いします。
かしこまりました。それではピザの種類を選びください。
マルゲリータとペスカトーレのハーフ&ハーフでお願いします。
かしこまりました。ご一緒にサイドメニューはいかがですか？
コーラを3つお願いします。
ありがとうございます。合計で4000円です。45分ほどでお届けに上がります。スピードが売り物なので、45分を過ぎましたら半額にサービスさせていただきます。
本当ですか？
ご注文ありがとうございました。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
では、ご注文をお伺いします。ピザ生地とサイズをお選びください。
ピザ生地とサイズはどんな種類があるんですか？
生地はパン生地とクリスピー生地がございます。クリスピー生地は薄い生地です。サイズは M と L の2種類です。M は約25センチで、L は約31センチです。
生地はパン生地で、サイズは L でお願いします。
かしこまりました。それでは、ピザの種類をお選びください。
マルゲリータとペスカトーレのハーフ&ハーフでお願いします。
かしこまりました。ご一緒にサイドメニューはいかがですか？
コーラを3つお願いします。
ありがとうございます。合計で4000円です。45分ほどでお届けに上がります。スピードが売り物なので、45分を過ぎましたら半額にサービスさせていただきます。
本当ですか？
ご注文ありがとうございました。
次は英語が入ります。
では、ご注文をお伺いします。ピザ生地とサイズをお選びください。
Okay, I'll take your order now. Please choose the pizza crust and size.
ピザ生地とサイズはどんな種類があるんですか？
What sizes and crusts do you have?
生地はパン生地とクリスピー生地がございます。クリスピー生地は薄い生地です。サイズは M と L の2種類です。M は約25センチで、L は約31センチです。
We have soft crust and crispy crust. The crispy crust is very thin. The sizes are either medium or large. A medium is about 25 centimeters and a large is about 31 centimeters.
生地はパン生地で、サイズは L でお願いします。
I'll have a large pizza with a bread crust.
かしこまりました。 それではピザの種類を選びください。
Okay, please choose the type of pizza.
マルゲリータとペスカトーレのハーフ&ハーフでお願いします。
I'd like a half and half, margarita and pescatore.
かしこまりました。ご一緒にサイドメニューはいかがですか?
Okay, would you like a side dish with your order?
コーラを3つお願いします。
3 cokes, please.
ありがとうございます。合計で4000円です。45分ほどでお届けに上がります。スピードが売り物なので、45分を過ぎましたら半額にサービスさせていただきます。
Thank you very much. Your total is 4,000 yen. We'll deliver them to you in about 45 minutes. Speed is our sales point, so we'll give you half off if the delivery takes more than 45 minutes.
本当ですか?
Really?
ご注文ありがとうございました。
Thank you for your order.
So, Natsuko-san, この会話どう思いましたか?
やっぱり高いと思うな。
絶対高いですよね。
Yeah, for L size pizza and 3 cokes and 4,000 yen?
Almost 40 bucks? Okay. Okay, let's go over today's vocabulary. Natsuko-san, 一つ目をお願いします。
注文
Order Request
注文
Natsuko-san, in Japanese restaurants, sometimes instead of saying 注文 I hear them saying order.
Oh, yes, they use that as well.
Order.
Yeah. Maybe it sounds more fancier.
Maybe. Oh, and at restaurants, before they close, they often come around and say
last order.
Last order. Okay. じゃあ次の単語をお願いします。
伺う
To hear.
伺う
Now, what kind of form is this?
I think it's the humble form, to hear.
Okay, so you would only use it when you're talking about yourself.
Yes, and this word also has the meaning to visit.
Ah, that's right. So if you wanted to say you're going to visit someone, you could use this.
伺う. But they're both in humble form.
Right, so you're lowering yourself so that you can respect the other person.
Yes.
The next vocabulary, please.
生地
Uncooked dough.
生地
The exact meaning is uncooked dough.
Yes.
But in the conversation, I guess we use it to mean?
Crust. You know, nothing on.
That makes sense.
Yes. This word itself means something bare, not processed.
Right.
Raw.
With no flavor, no seasoning.
So it's also used for textiles.
Oh, that's right. Fabrics.
Fabrics.
次の単語をお願いします。
種類
Variety. Type.
種類
Next vocabulary, please.
お届け
To deliver.
お届け
Now, this is also the humble form, isn't it?
Yes. It comes from the word 届ける, to deliver.
So if you were the one doing the delivering, and you wanted to humble yourself, you'd have to say
お届けする,
to deliver.
Yes.
次の単語をお願いします。
売り物
Product for sale.
売り物
Now, in this conversation, I think it was also used in a different way.
Yes.
Speedo ga urimono. What does that mean?
I think it's the strong point.
You get half off if they take more than 45 minutes.
Sounds good, doesn't it? Did you know that it depends on weather condition?
Oh, I didn't know that.
When it's, you know, really stormy day, it may take more than, you know, 30 minutes.
Oh, and they tell you that.
Yes, store clerk warns you. Oh. It may take more than 30 minutes.
Oh, well, that's good. We don't want people on messenger bikes speeding it up and, you know, crashing into things.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's pretty scary. Okay. The next vocabulary, please.
半額
Half price.
半額
Now, this kanji is very interesting.
Yes. 半 means half.
Okay.
And 額 is an amount. Usually for money.
Okay. So for price, you could say 金額 or 額.
Yes.
Either way.
Mm-hmm.
This word 半 is also used for lots of other words.
Oh, yes. I think you often hear it for time. 3時半
3:30.
Yes, half past three.
Mm-hmm. So what if you just wanted to say simply half?
半分,
which is just simply half.
Mm-hmm.
Next vocabulary, please.
過ぎる,
to pass.
過ぎる,
let's actually nitpick at how to order a pizza.
Yes.
Yes, my favorite part. Been looking forward to this all day. Now, the first option we have is the crust.
Yes. 生地.
And at this store, what are the two options?
生地,
which is the thicker crust.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 生地.
Crispy crust. What on earth is that?
It's the one you like.
The thin one. They call it crispy. Okay, interesting. So the thick one or the thin one. And then you have the size.
Yes. Size.
Mm-hmm. And what are the sizes at this store?
M to L.
Yeah, so in Japanese, instead of saying medium and large, mm-hmm. we always just say M
yes.
and eru.
Yes. It's also used for clothes, right?
Oh, yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It is. Mm-hmm. Okay, then we have the flavor.
Oh, yes. Pizza no shurui.
The types of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And at this store, what kind of variety do they have?
Arisa seems to have ordered margherita pescatore. Half and half.
Hmm? So half the pizza is margherita, mm-hmm. I guess tomato sauce based, mm-hmm. and the other half is pescatore, which is, what is that? It's seafood. Okay, I have to warn you, Japan has a lot of bizarre pizzas that you would never, ever imagine in other countries.
Oh yeah, right.
We have pineapple on our pizza, and they call it Hawaiian. And my Hawaiian friends are very angry about this because they're like,
don't get angry.
We don't put pineapples on our pizza. Oh. Don't blame it on us.
Oh, right.
But, you know, it has a, I don't know, Hawaiian kind of nuance.
Mm-hmm. There are also many Japanese flavored pizzas, right?
Right. Yeah. Give us some examples.
Like tarako.
Oh, yeah. Fish roe.
Mm-hmm. And some kani. Oh, you use crabs?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe negi. Yeah, I see some of negi pizzas. Leek.
Like, I think Japanese people love to just turn lots of Western foods into their Japanese style.
Mm-hmm. And they're actually good.
So, for example, the tarako pizza. Mm-hmm. Is it, what does that taste like?
It's like...
So it's a combination of potatoes and fish roe
and some mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah. Lots of mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
Corn mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah, right.
Japanese people love corn mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere. It's on pizza. It's on regular bread.
Mm-hmm.
Another example of Japanese people turning Western foods into Japanese style is pasta.
Oh, yeah, right.
Have you heard of natto spaghetti?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
They're good.
I love them.
Yeah.
I personally love them, mm-hmm. but... I'm sure the Italians are not very happy. It's fermented beans in a soup of pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very good. If you ever get a chance, try it.
I think there are also natto pizza.
No.
But
that
you don't,
sounds pretty...
You don't see them often in delivery pizza stores.
Yeah, I've never... Yeah.
Sometimes you see it in izakaya and other, you know, drinking places.
Right, right. The recent pizza catalogs I've been getting are the ones that have cheese layered in between the crust.
Wow.
They have cheese and bacon inside the crust.
Inside.
It sounds really, really thick, and I'm dying to try it. I can't wait to order it this Friday.
Definitely. Yes. And please report about that.
The last thing Arisa did was order drinks.
Yes.
How did she do that?
Side menu.
I guess it's a side dish.
Mm-hmm. So it includes drinks.
Yeah, Japanese pizza places have a lot of variety of side dishes.
Yeah, not only salads, but also like potatoes.
Potato chips, fried chicken sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wide variety of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have seasonal differences too.
Wow.
When it comes to cherry blossom season, they turn everything into sakura sakura menu.
Wow.
They have strawberries on everything.
Wow.
It
sounds fancy.
Yeah. If you ever come to Japan long term, I would highly recommend ordering pizza at every season. You'll be surprised at the variety you get.
Seasonal variety.
Yeah. Okay. And as for drinks, what kind of drinks can you get at pizza joints?
Do they deliver alcohol?
I don't know. I've never tried.
Mm, we have to find out.
Yes, because Natsuko, your favorite food is alcohol, isn't it?
I'm very concerned about this topic. I have to check it and find out.
Okay, you're the alcohol pro, so that's your homework for next week.
Oh, I have to deliver my pizza.
Now, just to give our listeners an idea of how small the sizes are, Natsuko-san, when you order a pizza for two people, including yourself, what would be enough for you?
Oh, it depends on who
you're eating with.
Eating with.
That's true. That is so true.
Well, I think in general, you know, size M would be for two or maybe three.
Oh, okay.
In Japan.
Okay. And so 2 to 3 adults.
Yeah.
In my case, I could finish up a medium all on myself.
This store person said that size M is 25 centimeters in diameter.
That's not very large.
Is it a little smaller than a foot?
Yeah, my feet are 24 centimeters long.
Oh.
So it's a little bit bigger than that. Not a very sanitary example, sorry. But
but I think you can get the idea.
Yeah. So beware, if you're a big pizza lover, you should probably go for the L size.
Mm-hmm. Also, many pizza delivery stores are very punctual about the time, right?
They are. They're very punctual.
And this store says if it takes more than 45 minutes, the price would be half?
Yeah.
半額にサービス.
What does that mean? Like, サービス is the Japanese pronunciation of the English word service.
Mm-hmm.
But here, I think it has a different meaning.
Yes. When you use the word サービス, it can mean free.
Or on the house.
Yes.
Yeah, I noticed that. I went to a restaurant with a bunch of friends the other day, and they brought out a birthday cake for me, which is really, really cute. And they said, "Ah, keiki wa sabisu sasete itadakimasu."
Wow, how generous.
It was really sweet of them. It was a humongous cake.
It means that the cake is for free, right?
Right. So, sabisu sasete itadakimasu, allow us to include that in our service.
Yes.
So it means free.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that.
Yes.
So you don't end up paying for it. So be sure to drop by JapanesePod101.com and print out the PDF for this, because if you do, you can order a pizza while looking at this PDF.
Yeah, right.
It's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
And your dreams will come true. Pizza in Japan. It's a dream.
Yes, definitely. Just try those Japanese original pizzas.
Oh, definitely. The ones with fish roe and the leeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're very
unique. Or maybe pineapple?
Yeah. Definitely give it a try. Mm-hmm. So stop by JapanesePod101.com and print out the PDF. And also leave us a post. We're dying to find out what you think about Japanese pizza.
Yes. Please report us.
And also tell us about Japanese liquor. I think Natsuko wants to know. So we'll see you next week.
それじゃまた今度。
ではご注文をお伺いします。ピザ生地とサイズをお選びください。
ピザ生地とサイズはどんな種類があるんですか？
生地はパン生地とクリスピー生地がございます。クリスピー生地は薄い生地です。サイズは M と L の2種類です。M は約25センチで、L は約31センチです。
生地はパン生地で、サイズは L でお願いします。
かしこまりました。それではピザの種類を選びください。
マルゲリータとペスカトーレのハーフ&ハーフでお願いします。
かしこまりました。ご一緒にサイドメニューはいかがですか？
コーラを3つお願いします。
ありがとうございます。合計で4000円です。45分ほどでお届けに上がります。スピードが売り物なので、45分を過ぎましたら半額にサービスさせていただきます。
本当ですか？
ご注文ありがとうございました。